This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Colorless, odorless, tasteless, inexpensive substance. It's considered by the majority of them to be nothing more than a shortcut to instant bliss, where actually it may be dangerously harmful.
Broadcasting live from the Temple of I, it's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Tonight, we talk 50 Shades of Grey, Taylor Hitler Swift, and Sacha Baron Cohen walks away from Queen. Welcome to show number 7.
That's a lucky number, by the way.
Let's just play that music. Just fuck the show.
You told me it was going to be B-back.
I thought this was... Oh,
that's
it is.
Dreams. God, good
job
being
a band
fight
band. On the podcast real quick.
All right, girls. All right, ladies. You're both pretty. Just calm down. Take your shirts off. Let's start fighting right off
Let
the
me see your
back.
Titties. Boop. Boop. Just a little bit.
Just a nip slip. A nip slip would be fine.
Who's this guy?
We have a fourth voice with us tonight.
There is a fourth voice.
You've heard much about him. Much to do.
Some refer to him as a reverend.
No, they don't.
Others refer to him
as a robot.
Yeah, they do that too. Yeah,
sometimes he's just the creepy guy in the corner.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah,
with his pants down.
Well, and he likes sometimes. It to put it to the pooper.
Well, if she's
Who doesn't?
Whoa.
Good point. All right, I refer to him as Beeper. 1,000 times.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Beaker
sometimes. Beep, if I'm wearing beep, 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 a white lab coat, I bet I could pull that off.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're all
on mic number 4.
I'm wearing
on mic number four.
We have Jess Ingles.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I
fucking That's
asked
exactly
you
what
never
I was
do.
Hoping for too.
Hate that.
Yeah.
Our old drummer.
And, fucking
and,
annoying.
And I did.
Die!
Yeah,
die!
You're like that fucking retarded bitch at Putt-Putt cheering her dumb kid on the distant fucking game.
Die! Look at him hit the wall!
Hey,
look at him hit the wall!
Yeah!
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Welcome to the cesspool.
Yay!
This is what we do. And I
we get
have
paid
it,
for this. get fucking paid to be this.
And beer and compliments.
We make the Skrilla.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, what's Jesse Ingles here.
Yeah. What's it like being back out in the shed?
It smells dusty.
Well,
we haven't cleaned
it. Yes, I know.
That's just my dick.
We just cleaned off the little areas we use for this show. The rest of it has
just
dust
kicked
all
the rest
over
of it to the quarters. Yeah, yep. And I listened to the show number 6 for about 45 minutes, and there are
and
things in
off.
There. Well, no, I didn't. I had to turn it off because I pulled into the driveway.
The nuts.
Yeah.
Well, you just get in here and you start just socking us in the nuts.
I gotta, I have to bring things to light, and add
so
things
the,
to things that are missing.
Well, this
on.
Is what the pre-show little conference we did out there was for.
Well,
not now.
I missed that.
We have
Go
a
ahead,
fucking
rip
guest
us.
On. That
no, there's no ripping. I'm just like,
our show.
Hey, you! Look at me!
Yeah.
No, look at you! Look at me!
Here's the rest of us. I'm going to do a little intro for us.
Oh, yeah, here's our intro.
Okay.
Hey, guys. All right. Today.
Florida.
Russia.
Florida.
Fuck Russia.
Florida.
Oh, Russia.
See, I don't care to see tits anymore. I've seen thousands and thousands of tits. I want to see butthole.
Bleach. The bleach in my ass.
Bleach.
Eyeball bleach.
Bleach in my asshole.
Butthole bleaching.
Bleach.
You're the Lord. You're the Mastodon. What do I do here? Is this a Christian band?
Why are you here? What are you doing? Who invited you?
I'm Dustin.
I'm Stubbs!
Okay, I'm Seth. There you go, guys.
And how many... Just so you know, Jesse, he did that off of one show.
That's all audio from one show. I have no doubts. I have no doubts.
Since you haven't gone back and listened to your
I haven't, but
old
you know,
catalog.
I
Thanks
will.
For supporting your buddies.
I will! Damn.
God.
I will.
First
and
you
know
quit
what?
The band?
Well, I just got that fucking
and you
app
don't listen
today.
To our new project?
Here's the goddamn banjo music.
See how it is.
I like the banjo
this
music.
Means
I'm okay with the banjo music.
We shoot the shit, Jesse.
Okay, shoot the
so
shit.
So your shooting of the shit can be shooting us in the balls, so go
okay.
ahead.
Well, I wasn't
go ahead.
Gonna Kick shoot us. Balls. That's not what I do, but
We'll just line up over here.
Okay, I want to know that trip to the clubhouse when I was bouncing.
Yes.
Tell me about the bouncing, because I don't remember bouncing. No, wait. Were we lit before we went in there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so yeah. I don't remember the bouncing part. I do remember the shirt. And tell, you want to tell them about the shirt? The shirt met an untimely demise at the hands of a pair of scissors, if I remember. Yeah, Johnson told me he cut that shirt up to pieces. I left it at his house one day.
At the bar?
Okay. No, it was at his house. And that's why I have never found it.
I've seen Johnson wearing it on stage at Whiskey Dick Gigs. Yeah, looks good. I think he does.
Yeah, I think he wets it down, too.
His carpet comes out from behind it.
Yes.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
So you don't remember jumping
I don't remember
up and down
the bouncing.
Like
I you know so what's funny? Is I do remember, okay, the video that was on the screen that
you
they were showing.
That?
Yeah, I remember, like, the duct tape car that they were ramming into shit. And I remember, like, okay, it wasn't a finger. It was a mag light. And they had one of those big old police mag lights. And, dude, they had their hand on the light itself. And they were full bore banging this chick with, like, 14 inches of flashlight.
That's right. No, but they did, there was some fingering, too, though.
I must have missed the fingering part. But the mag light stuck in my head. That's polarizing. I'm not going to forget that.
Was it on? Did they have the flashlight?
Yeah, I think it was on.
Which end was it?
No, they had their hand on the light part.
Oh.
But they were
amateurs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They weren't sticking it in there like when you put a flashlight in your mouth and seeing what glows through the skin or anything?
No, but you know what?
I want to see how many uterus she has.
That would have probably happened soon after that part. But
what we're talking about is a couple of episodes ago we talked about... Last episode we talked about our old band Jesse... And my old band, Steadfast,
back in the day,
keep hanging out with the boys from Drowning Pool and Pantera at the clubhouse. Yeah. And Jesse was a little intoxicated, I guess. This is the first I've heard of this. But
yeah,
and
we're
he started,
always intoxicated.
That's a good point. But he started bunny hopping right next to a really hot woman. And we saw a video, a personal video of Dimebag Darrell.
Very personal video. And I do remember the part where he looked at the camera like, are you got that thing on? Oh, okay.
Wait, yeah. Who was doing the mag light banging flashlight
we're
banging?
Assuming it was
I
Dime.
I think it was Dime, because it was real quick and it was dark
was
to light to lark
his
to light.
Wife?
She might have been holding the camera.
I don't know if it was Rita or
I don't
not.
Think it
she
was Rita.
Rita wasn't around. Like, she wasn't at the strip club. But it could have very well been, but
I don't
good
know.
Lord.
No face shots.
There wasn't any face shots. There was just a chick with her leg, her head.
It was just
like,
crack.
Heels overhead.
And
like,
flashlight.
God. In a memory of Dimebag Darrell. Thank you, brother.
Dude, he was so awesome.
The
too.
Greatest goddamn
like,
guitarist.
Do you remember him looking at his buddies and like, well, shit, I don't know how that got there, man. Sure.
Well,
and he just starts laughing.
Well, things happen when they happen. You know how it goes. Oh,
God, that guy was
great. Yeah, no, that was epic. Yeah, totally. I'll never forget that. Ever.
I was thinking earlier today when you called me and said you were going to come over to the house and hang out for a little bit. I was thinking of the massive swinger swap fest we've had with local bands. Because you
that
played
kind of
with
swinger.
Matt.
I was like, man, are you getting real
Steadfast?
I know.
Like,
I was like, are you going to talk about
this
in the air?
Hold on. Yeah.
Not getting hard, buddy.
No.
Jesus. But
yeah,
y'all two played
listening.
Together in Steadfast. Then you came over and you played with me and Seth and Exmobius. And then once that was demised, you played drums with me and Matt, and I was once eaten.
And there was another one in the middle of that.
Audioscopic. But that was just me and you.
Yeah.
The people sitting in the room.
He's definitely the music whore of all of us.
Oh, yeah. He gets
around
all of us.
Yeah, passed around. I'm the trollop, for sure.
Is he the whore, or is he the pitch person, the one in the middle of that just takes the train?
I don't know.
It's not because he's the best musician or anything. It's just that no one else can find a goddamn drummer, so you got to fucking use the only piece of shit you can find. It's like a...
Groom boom.
Yeah.
It's like a... it's like practice pussy, you know? Just sport fuck.
So what you're saying is...
Pussy. Wow. So you're saying... No, what he's saying is...
you're the fat chick that everyone fucks before... So when they get with the hot chick, then they go, oh, okay, look, here's my old shit.
Well, at least
now,
give me credit.
I'm not fat.
I'm the skinny girl with, like, no boobs that gets around.
With a bad face.
Yeah.
And hey, you know, I always say, you don't fuck the face, right?
Right. What?
He's the fleshlight of drummers.
If you get lucky.
Everybody just practice banging it.
You're that frog on that monkey YouTube video where he's just sitting there face fucking the frog.
Whoa.
You ever seen that?
God. You're that fucking asshole a couple years that one commercial work.
See, you kick us in the nuts, we're kicking you in the nuts.
Wow. I wasn't kicking
was
no
there more?
Nuts.
Was there more to it? Like, did you have any other questions about the show?
Oh.
Like, why are we doing this?
No, not why. No, of course, I know why you're doing this, because this is just what you do anyway.
Yes. Good.
We should never have Matt Thomas on again.
I got to listen to that. No.
You never
the, the interview for Ex Mobius, we were out by the car now. That was just like, we were just talking about music and favorites, and that was the, you know, stuck on a desert island question. That's all.
You were here at my house.
Yes.
And you came over to talk to us about joining the band.
Yeah. But I don't remember it being like, wow. No, just throw the fan. Just
I'll show you what's up right now. Shut up. Listen.
Everybody's just. Why are they just? All right, for those listening, and Matt and Seth, as me and Jesse are talking, are just throwing shit at Jesse's drum kit that's over the corner.
Just get ducking. The fuck out of here, dude! I need room to show that.
Just randomly hitting the skin. Oh my god!
Oh, shit,
we haven't even been drinking yet. God.
Anybody got any shit to shoot?
Talking to Moon.
I did, but. This was a good time. Mine's all hatred because I had a shitty fucking weekend with a shitty fucking client.
Uh-oh. Let's talk about that.
I'll go off on it.
No, that's a fine. Is that shooting the shit material? You get to vent on clients?
Do you have some rage?
Well, I normally don't vent on clients, but this one...
That sounded really good, dude. I like your voice on that. Look at me in the eyes when you do it.
Do you have some rage?
Yes.
This client stood me up both Friday and Saturday.
You're reminding me of Fritz going, "You should give a fuck."
Did he ever say... He said that to you once?
Yeah. I woke him up off the couch one time, and there was like, "Don't fucking wake him up when he's sleeping, goddammit, when he's drunk like that." I go to wake him up going, "Hey, dude, you're about to piss yourself the way you're looking." And I think it was actually Jesse goes, "Don't wake him up," and he like fucking tackles me.
Did or Fritz did?
Jesse did, because I would have been
killed
by Fritz.
No, that would have been James then, because I don't remember that.
Okay, yeah, it probably was.
It probably was James.
It was over at your fucking old house, though.
Yeah.
And Fritz gets up, and he starts walking off, and he walks over to me, and he grabs me by my fucking shirt collar and goes, pulls down his eyelid and goes, "Do you see give a fuck?" And he pulls down his other eyelid and says something else.
I remember he used to do that shit all the time.
Yeah, and I was like, "Whoa. No, I don't, sir. I'm sorry for being loud around you. It's kind of a party, though, motherfucker." You know?
Good old Fritz. He's awesome.
That's Fritz from the other half of Whiskey Dick.
Which, we've played with.
Yeah.
Used to be.
Yeah, I have.
Speakeasy. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Someone has.
Good times.
Someone played with Speakeasy, didn't they? In this room?
No. That was B. James.
Yeah, James did.
Great, good story.
Good old James.
So some fucking client of yours.
Yeah, client. Stood you up.
Stood me up both Friday and Saturday. Texted me at the last minute both days.
Was there any communication whatsoever?
Well, on Friday, I'm packing gear up to go to Dallas to shoot her. And she texts me and says, "It's off. Complications.
Show us off, boys.
Can't do it." Had to do with her outfit. So then I'm like, "All right." She's like, "We'll just do everything on Saturday." Fine. Okay. Now, this past weekend was a holiday weekend, right? Normally on holiday weekends, you go out of town or you spend time with family. You do this or that. No, I lined her shoots up a month and a half ago.
You don't like your family anyway. It's not like that big of a fucking deal.
And I have...
What's up?
And I also turned down 4 other shoots for her shoot because she already booked out. So
2 days ago, you told me it was 3 shoots you turned down. Now
Saturday,
it's 4. Next week, it's going to be 5.
Day. It's going to multiply every day this goes on. So
yeah, it's a gremlin.
It's like when I was shot down in Nam. I killed 17, whatever the fuck they are over there.
Saturday comes around. Have all the gear. Have all the crew in place. My makeup and hair artist is in the car with me. We are en route to Dallas.
My phone goes off.
Everything's off. This sucks. I can't do it. The people that we were going to shoot with, they're all backing out. Blah, 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 blah.
So. It's because they all got jacked up. They ditched you Friday night to go get some blow and liquor, probably. And they fucking partied all night long. And then Saturday, they were too hungover and just weren't having it.
Yeah, they had coke eyes.
No, if they had coke, they wouldn't have turned
down.
Yeah,
they
would have
done it.
What? How old is she? Runabouts.
25, 26.
No, that's partying. Oh, yeah. She was partying. Yeah.
Well, no, I was just thinking it'd be ecstasy or something, but once you get past the age
of
19, you're not doing
ecstasy. Do you
want to
know what she was
anymore.
In town for, and do you want to say, was that partying?
Did you hear about all these ecstasy deaths at that, some festival?
Yeah,
like
I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. Huh. Fucking grow up, do some real drugs.
Yeah. Get hooked on some hard shit.
Yeah.
It was Molly's, and they all died from it, from a bad bitch of Molly's at that electronic festival in New Jersey.
Yeah. She sounds like a bitch, Molly.
She was. Yeah, just kill that down.
I'm just gonna let it run out. You got 3 minutes on it. Go.
So anyway, yeah.
She's
I was
town.
Pissed.
So
she was in town for the anime convention, and she's a cosplay player.
Oh.
How gay does that sound? You dress up like your favorite
LARPing?
Japanimation kind of, yeah. Kind of
like LARPing?
Yeah. you get all dressed up and everything. We were going to do epic stuff. I had shit all mapped out, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I still think we should find a LARPing club or something and show up with the AR.
And just start firing it off?
No.
With blanks?
Like with blanks,
like
yeah.
Be like a hate crime just against queers?
Hey, motherfuckers, where the fuck shit off?
I got a lightsaber.
Oh, actually shooting the gun off?
Guess what I got an AR-15.
Hit me with your lightning, fuck you, sleep.
How about bullet? Headshot.
Yeah, just scream headshot.
I don't think that would be cool at all.
Boom, headshot, boom.
So what about you, Seth? You shoot any shit this week?
Oh, no. Not
we shot some liquor.
We shot some liquor Saturday night, didn't we? After my shoot was canceled.
Don't you have a story about that?
I went on a rage.
Don't you have a story about Saturday night?
I was walking around the bar.
Well, besides that?
I was walking around the bar with a fucking...
Clipboard.
Screaming to everyone, get back to twerk! Get back to twerk!
Yeah, because I had to fill out a police report, so I left him in charge.
Oh, yeah.
And his form of being in charge is walking around the bar with a clipboard going, get to work! Get to work!
As he turns to me and goes, watch the door.
First. He passed it off to you yes. So he could walk around with the clipboard?
Yeah.
So that's where you failed. You let us two that came from a different bar that had already been drinking.
That was pretty stupid of you.
Watch the door. Take care of security here. Watch everything. And then as some two giant, huge...
Tongan?
Muscled, gigantic guys are about to beat the shit out of each other. Me and Seth are just standing there going, mirror, look, mirror, look.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember?
When I was still watching the door?
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah. Yeah, when I came out, I was like, those two guys are about to mess each other up. I might need y'all. You're like, oh, all right. Get back to twerk!
Then get back to twerking.
I'm going to go play pool.
At least was the song playing when you were throwing that shit around?
Fucking, I don't know.
They did play it that night.
They did.
Which one? He was what yelling song was playing? Throttle. I don't give a shit if it's Sublime. I'll be yelling that
Robin
shit.
Robin Thicke song?
No, the one that
Inline Dancing.
The one that she did.
Cupid Shuffle.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I don't know.
The it's our party. We can fuck if we want to. Or whatever.
Oh,
it is.
That one.
I don't.
You don't
what
twerk
is
to that song. That's a slow song.
Isn't that the one she twerked to?
No, she twerked to that Robin Thicke tune.
Hey.
Oh.
I did it all wrong. I didn't watch the video. I have no idea what she did.
Are we ready to get out of this?
Oh, absolutely. Shoot sure. That shit.
Shooting the shit.
That's how we do it, Jesse.
That's how we do it.
Okay.
Suddenly I feel very relaxed.
Let's go read some emails.
You've got mail.
I'm still in the closet with this show. I'm never coming out.
That's FM DJ right there.
You've got...
How many people have picked up on that?
We've gotten a few emails on it.
We talked about it if you listen to our goddamn show.
Why don't you go back and get caught up?
Yeah, leave and go get caught up real quick.
We can press pause, right?
We'll wait on you.
Just press pause and go listen.
Go listen.
Yeah.
We'll wait on you like 6 hours.
Yeah, six and a half hours later, I come back.
Now I understand. Let's do this again.
All right, I guess I'll read emails since I picked them out.
Sure, buddy.
I can just pass them off to you.
I've done zero show work this week.
Obviously.
Zero. I don't know anything that we're going
to
do.
After Saturday night, I think the first contact we had back with you was today. Hey, what time are you coming over?
Yeah, what happened? Everyone just
disappeared.
I worked my butt off. I worked my tail off over the weekend.
He left my house at 7:20.
Yeah, and I got thrown in jail shortly after. I got arrested at 7:45.
I got on a Sunday. The funny thing is, I got that text and I looked over at Brittany and go.
Go Bell South out.
Seth just went paddy wagon.
and you cuddle your fucking pillow real good and go,
and then you know
cold.
What I did?
I like
ring her off.
What I did was, when I finally saw it at about 1 o'clock, I was like, what? Huh? What? Really?
Jesus.
And then nothing.
Good friends, guys. Good nothing. Friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would have taken that long to get you even processed and ready to go to get you out. So
being processed and stuff, I was like, man, I'm going to be here till fucking Tuesday. Because Memorial Day, Labor Day, and it was Sunday morning at 7:45.
I thought you didn't get popped.
I didn't, but as I was sitting in the car.
You're thinking
and he was,
about it.
Yeah, I'm going, I'm going to be fucking in jail till fucking Tuesday. Because they're not going to get me out on Sunday, because it's Sunday. And then Monday, It's a holiday.
Stubbs will show up around Thursday.
Yeah, I was like, all right, well, hope someone can work for me.
Yeah, yeah. No bail bondsman on a
We'd show
Monday.
Up today.
I'd be like Tuesday at noon. You,
where's Seth?
I'd have been out like my 4 hours ago.
I don't know, man.
That's awesome.
I don't know. I'll be getting these goddamn emails.
All right, here's emails. Subject is, hi.
Yes.
They actually spelt it out. That's awesome. Thank
Jesse,
you.
Hey, hold on before you go any further. Jesse, you know where that's from, right?
I know exactly. did they leave a picture, like an avatar picture?
No.
That would have been much
cooler.
She left
her name. Her name
pictures?
Is Julie.
Come stick your dick in my belly fat. Whoa.
This is the show I told my grandparents to listen
yeah.
to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, my priest is listening. Well, so.
Fuck your grandma.
And for
fuck you.
And the Boy Scouts of America.
That's what the email says, dude. I was just reading.
Fuck your grandma. Fuck you and fuck Florida.
Okay. So subject is the horrible hay. I listened to all your shows so far and keep wondering what the Temple of the Eye means at the beginning of the show. Shit. Love the show. Please keep it up. Julie in NRH. North
wow,
Richmond Hills.
Okay.
A,
we've said this before.
We did?
People need to listen.
Did we?
Yes, we've told what the Temple of I is.
But it's not the letter I, it's E-Y-E.
E-Y-E.
Yes. Yeah, she put the letter I.
Jesse, why don't you explain it?
E-Y-E.
We're taking this show
it's
off.
An, yeah.
Take over, go.
I'm just talking so
Jesse,
no one throws any more crap at my drum kit. All right. E-Y-E, I, is for I Was Once Eaten. It was the musical outlet that was in this shed that we're sitting in broadcasting. Are we broadcasting or just recording to dump
just
later?
Recording. We're,
okay,
we're
okay,
broadcasting.
Okay, okay.
We're broadcasting live from the Temple of I.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that's where the Temple of I comes from. We're sitting in it. Ta-da. Short and sweet.
Yes.
Very good. Very nice.
This was the,
I hope
the studio
explained.
That
I wasn't listening to him.
The studio that Audioscopic built, but I Was Once Eaten
yeah.
took over
yeah.
and made the Temple of I.
Okay, so the band that none of y'all ever came out to see ever
Audioscopic?
At all. Oh, well, this other band, I Was Once Eaten.
I went out to
this
every
is where
one
we
of your
practiced.
Shows all
oh,
the time.
Yeah.
This is
both
where we
bands
practiced.
I went out all the time. Fuck you guys.
I'm not talking about you,
Subject,
dipshit.
JJTM. Fuck you. That is all.
Yes.
It's from John Bigfoot Forum.
He's lying.
It's from the west side of 820.
I saw that email.
Bigfoot.
That's awesome.
That's a guy I work with.
It's awesome. Just go, fuck
that's
you.
Gonna pretty
that
much be the
just
default of our emails.
That's
like,
the most ones we get is just
all right.
Hey,
fuck
what's gonna be funny
you're
is your
idiots.
Inbox is just
stupid.
Gonna start showing up. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Instead of hey, I got an email that was like
or
that.
Just subject.
Someone copy pasted fuck you, or actually I hope they didn't, but typed it out, fuck you 47,000 times. It's like, okay, cool. So someone just
to Jerry
okay.
Jones down?
Yeah. You didn't see that email?
You should print that.
They don't know that it's that there's copy and paste commands on a computer.
I figured they just like did it like 10 times and then copy paste, copy paste, copy paste.
Well, John, I got something to say to you. I know where you work, and I'm watching you.
We need to have John
stab
in.
You in the face.
He sounds like a fun guy.
With a little
do you
a fun guy, like a hell. Hey, John, I just I
fuck
a,
you.
I have a question for you.
Fuck you.
Do you masturbate?
Oh, probably.
I guarantee it.
Well, you can lick it off me.
Man, you know what's funny?
Okay,
about
then
spanking.
You can lick it off me.
Can we chase a rabbit real quick?
Hey, John.
A random thought that I had about
Matt
spanking.
Has a question.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Yes, John. Are you?
Are you?
Chase
we're
the fucking rabbit.
Yeah, email us
waiting.
Back.
We're waiting.
Oh, okay.
Chase
we're
the
waiting.
Rabbit.
So check it out. The
in
other day,
emails.
I got done with my business, right? And I did it via phone. And I was sitting there thinking, I was like, can you imagine our grandparents? Like, if you explain that you spank it to your phone, what your grandpa, like, what? What are you?
You
I don't
put,
understand.
What? You put that thing God? Next to your mouth?
What the hell is wrong with you? Like, what,
you
so you stick
that?
It up your pee hole? People use their phone now.
To stick it up their
to.
Vaginas?
Well, you got
to
remember.
How wild is that?
Your grandparents, what they spanked to was like.
A Life magazine.
A leg.
It was
a catalog.
No,
yeah,
it
was
wasn't
fucking,
even a leg.
It was a Sears
it
catalog.
It was like.
That's
a,
why National
was,
Geographic was so big.
Yeah.
A burlesque style where all you see is. Half of the thigh.
Stockings.
It, because
oh,
there's stockings.
Oh, yeah, stockings.
And then there's
oh,
the skirt.
Oh,
and then there's
oh,
that
mama.
Little bitty piece of exposed yeah. skin that gets you off.
Oh, mama. Oh,
yeah.
mama.
Oh,
I can
so,
do it. I can
so,
do it. Alexander Bell. What's his full name?
Alexander
Graham
Bell.
Graham Bell.
Okay.
Not
is
grand.
He, is he proud right now? He's
yes.
got to be.
He was a
look
man.
What he started.
He's constantly looking and trying to invent ways to for people to masturbate. That's
and,
all it was. And he finally got here.
And congratulations.
The telephone was made so you could spank over the phone to each other.
Oh, mama.
Hey,
oh, mama.
Phone
oh,
sex.
Mama.
Yeah.
And how soon do you think it was after the phone was invented that phone sex happened?
Oh, the first week.
You think
yeah.
so?
Yeah. As soon as the president got his hand on the phone, it was over.
What?
Huh? What?
Excuse me.
We're just all going to stare at him and go, hmm? That? Do you know what I'm
saying? All right.
Can edit that out? Just say the N-word a bunch.
Well, we hadn't offended the president until now.
In. Edit.
Jay thought it was funny. Yeah. All right. What else we got?
I can't breathe. I'm sick. Hey, guys. Okay, sorry. Subject. Oh, I didn't mean to pick this one out. Bad job, Seth. Okay, no, hold on. I'll go ahead and read it. Fuck it. Subject.
Oh, crap.
Politics.
Oh.
Did you see any of these emails?
I have not. Like I said, this is the... I've done nothing.
Okay. Hey, guys. Or should I say, hey, guys. Or,
hey, guys.
Oh, yes.
I've been listening since you posted up your first shows on Facebook. Hey, and I've been noticing that you really don't get into politics. Is this something you guys might start getting into in the future with all the chaos in Syria and how it's dividing the two political parties in the country even further apart? Our great president is wanting to arm Syria rebels and the same Syria rebels that got caught video eating the heart and liver of a fallen soldier.
Whoa. Go back. Yep. Was that a Florida priest eating heart of a child?
Oh. I'm going to go and back up a bit. The president is wanting to arm Syria rebels, the same Syria rebels.
I bet it was closer to Russia.
Were caught on video eating the heart and liver of a fallen soldier.
Sweet.
We live in a pretty fucked up world with so much propagating and agendizing. And it's hard to tell.
Say that with a cock in your mouth.
What's
he just did.
I just did. Hard to tell what's real from what's fake. Just wanted to get your two cents on the opinions. Thanks. Another random Kevin in Dallas.
I don't understand.
Are we going to ever talk politics, basically?
Fuck no. Have you listened to the show, dude? You said you listened to all of them.
We're very patriotic, but that's not our department. We're here to fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll
depressed
at some
now
point,
just reading that fucking
right,
email.
And that was my point. We were talking about earlier.
Politics is a double-edged sword.
TT or Poonanny?
It's just another random Kevin in Dallas.
Why? Why does Kevin want us to talk about that?
Well, some people are really hard up on it, but no. I say
don't,
no.
I don't extent ever
of
talk
our
politics.
The extent of our politics is Obamacare.
Obamacare.
It's
go ahead, Jesse.
Yeah, it's just too depressing. It's not something you want to talk about to be all.
And no matter what you do, you're going to piss someone off. No matter what you say.
That's exactly right.
Now, if some crazy conspiracies come down the lane, we may throw those out there just to make fun of them to be like,
don't look to us for views about your political aspects in life because we're going to fail.
I feel kind of
stupid. I'm
going to
tell you exactly what's going to happen next.
About Syria.
Presidential race. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. Are you ready?
What?
Predicting the future right now.
A woman's going to win it.
Just over half of the population is going to be happy. And just under half is going to be really fucking pissed off. There.
I do have one question, okay? The Syria thing. I'll go political first real quick. How come, it's okay?
Right now.
How come it's okay for a country to kill their people normally, but as soon as they find out they did it with chemicals?
Damn it! What the fuck?
Like, it's killing.
Bullshit!
It's killing no matter what, right?
Did you just throw an entire drink down?
You can yell goddamn without spraying water all over the floor. Okay.
Sorry.
No, I'm
sorry
right there
that
with you. Chemical weapons, yeah, you die. It takes you about 30 seconds to die, and it's real agonizing. You're going through pain. But it's better than having napalm all over your ass and you slowly die by being set on
and
fire.
Like I said, everybody's like, well, they're just killing their people like in Somalia. They're just killing their people like regularly. And then Syria.
Just chopping their heads off. Hey, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Time for everyone to get their heads chopped off.
But then all of a sudden Syria decides to use chemical weapons and GD it. It's weird.
My other why are we
not
the world
to fucking use them?
Why are we the world police? Get the fuck out of there and let everybody kill themselves.
Yeah.
Let them do what they want
to
do.
It's not up to us anyway. It's just if we're going to back them or not for the UN to go in and do
now,
shit.
You want hot political opinions? Wait till the Third Reich rises again.
Oh, dear.
In. Jesus. Next email.
Oh, my God. Here comes your next wave of emails.
Oh, my God.
You guys are anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
It took you this long to figure it out?
I seriously doubt a guy that would call in or email in would sound like that. You guys are anti-Semitic.
As I put my hood on.
Yeah, we're exactly.
Obviously not, we're obviously not Jews. We're not funny.
And we don't own half of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, yeah, next email. Subject. I know, I'd be fucking rich and funny.
Banging hookers?
Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, yeah, when you do this probably, podcast thing, fuck probably. No. Probably. Why would I want to do that
dude? Oh. God. Next email. Subject. Idiots. I like it so far.
Appropriate. Oh.
I enjoy this show for the most part. I do believe Seth, being the sexy little fucker he is, this is why I picked it out, guys.
Whoa.
Oh,
needs
God.
To be punished for making fun of hillbillies.
I think you wrote it.
How?
I am one. I think Seth needs to come to my trailer so I can teach him a lesson. I want to grab his face and smush them into my triple D's and the DDDs.
Where
and
is she
suffocate
from?
Him.
Did she link
until
a picture?
He admits that hillbilly chicks, or that he likes hillbilly chicks and pudding. She put like.
Yeah.
Like Poodanny?
Yeah.
Pudding?
Pudding.
She said where she's from and what her name is, but she said don't put it on the air. And I was going to go.
All right, no.
I emailed
name,
her back.
But
of
picture?
Course you did.
Picture?
Oh, of course I did, yeah.
Picture?
No.
Picture? Picture?
What,
not
you
yet.
Think, what makes you think
damn
I don't
it.
Like hillbillies?
Is this the farmer's what, daughter?
I don't understand.
I want to come over to your trailer.
Maybe we should talk about this.
Maybe we should.
I bet it's your neighbor.
Does she have all her teeth?
I don't live in a trailer, you dipshit.
Does she have all her teeth?
I don't know. I don't.
Supposedly it'd be better
yet.
If she didn't.
Whoa. She'd look cooler if she didn't.
She'd be more authentic.
She'd fit right in with her pretty mouth. I don't even know what to
mouth.
Say to that.
Oh,
really?
I just wanted to brag because I was like, oh, yeah.
I got an email address.
Somebody touched it.
We've all had emails addressed to us, but I thought that was kind of funny because she said, hillbilly fuck.
No, Seth, that's pretty
face.
Cool. You got a neat email. I went to Dubai in Africa a couple months ago.
Back when I went to Africa.
I knocked up my girlfriend.
Oh, look at you, braggart.
Okay, I think I win this.
Oh.
Okay, that's all the emails.
That's it?
That's yeah, it, just four.
You guys.
We only do four or so.
You guys.
Yeah.
Well, any Facebook messages?
I love that first time, long time.
Hey, casters.
Potters.
Potters or floaters or
potters.
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 Cast. Casters.
Yay.
No, we didn't have anything on Facebook this week. People don't like
I
us
like
on
when
Facebook.
Our music beds in, all of us like this.
Oh, we just
and we just kind of look at each other like, okay,
I wonder what you do. So, headlines this week.
The news.
Headlines, the news. Ooh. Don't you have something to play for that?
I don't want to.
Silly boy. You're not going to play the news intro?
No.
Who needs it?
I don't like the news intro. It makes
I do
me
too.
Excited. That might be my favorite one.
Son of a bitch!
Damn it.
God damn it! We're not even a band anymore!
Here we go.
Can you shut the fuck up so I can play this? Are you done? You going to quit yelling?
I guarantee you not.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Some local law agency is gonna come knocking at the door.
You smell like mustard.
That's got it.
She got some pizza hot dog.
What's funny is people can listen to this and not know.
What the fuck?
Cállate la boca!
We need the no, just me.
Grab me another one. I'll fart in your face when you start practicing.
Plus, it reminds me to say, the funny thing is.
Oh man, do we still have this? Man, you took it down.
What?
I bet you I've said like and.
Chicks,
like 55 times.
I erased
so
it directly after that.
I hate chicks.
Keeping a tally? That'd have been worth it.
I know.
Apparently, we wouldn't get anything else done, but we're fucking doing line, cross,
chicks.
line.
Like, chicks, like.
Did you work yesterday, Jesse?
No.
Did you work yesterday, Matt? On Labor Day?
No, I did not.
You did not? What about you, Seth?
Of course
did
I did.
I mean,
that was the busiest day of the year.
Labor Day.
I collected some beer caps.
You did?
Yeah, for my desk. That I'm making.
Aww. Did you get any?
I didn't know that. I'd keep. I've been. I need to stop throwing them away then.
I
want to.
I want all the new Belgian ones. I do.
Okay.
So did y'all see the big news of yesterday that made panties across the Metroplex, across the world, just go sploosh?
Elvis was alive.
No, they just went.
Oh, not
everywhere.
Quite.
No.
Elvis was seen at a KFC.
Yes.
Having a chip party.
No.
James Franco blew Seth Rogen.
Almost.
Seth Rogen.
That wouldn't make anyone come, would it?
They announced who they are casting for 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Seth was very disappointed that he didn't get that callback.
You know, you go there, you read, you do a good job.
You jack off for them, you show them your balls, and they're all like, not impressed. Damn it.
Is that what they did for the
It's like,
auditions?
Dude, you gotta shave your shit up there a bit, bud. Yeah. We're not big Bush supporters around here.
This is a very dirty show today.
So the guy playing Christian Grey is gonna be Charlie Hunnam.
Okay.
Enlighten me.
You don't know who that is?
No.
Yeah, he does.
Sons of Anarchy. Come on.
Sons of Anarchy. It's Jax.
I'm talking about who he's playing.
Oh, the 50 Shades of Grey.
The main guy.
No idea.
Main guy from the
book. I'm right there with you.
What are we talking about? Is this
I know about this.
This is a movie.
Everyone
they're making a movie.
It.
Yes, movie adaptation.
Let's all talk over each other real fucking quick. How about that one?
One, two, three.
Guys, go ahead. I don't want to give a fuck. Because I'm going to take them to drink this fucking beer. Shut up.
Okay.
You guys talk over each other too much.
Yeah, you talk over each other like you don't know you're there.
Okay, so this 50 Shades of Grey was a book. I get that. And now they're doing a movie?
Yep.
And this is the book that was about an affair?
It's S&M.
I've never read the book.
S&M, as in...
You're never going to read the book.
From what I understand from all the chicks is a guy basically talks a girl into doing crazy erotic sex stuff. Stop fingering me from across the room.
It's my Wednesday nights. They made a book about it.
My Wednesday nights.
Yeah. So the girl in the movie is going to be Dakota Johnson. Who is Seth had to look her up.
Yeah,
because I had no idea. I saw a picture of her and everything. I went, I don't know who the fuck that is. Are you waiting for me to
Yeah, we were hoping you would.
Go ahead. Expand on that.
It's Don Johnson's daughter.
We just did it again and, without counting down.
It's
and what's that fucking whore's name?
Melanie Griffith.
Yeah.
Melanie Griffith.
Okay, I was just hoping she gets like fucking acid face like her mom.
ATM?
What?
Not ass to mouth. Acid face.
Acid face. What do you? What?
He's ass still stuck on ass to mouth.
He's like, wait. When do I get my butthole licked in this one? That's all I'm here for.
I bleached my asshole for nothing.
Yeah, so I'm hoping she gets acid face like her mom, and you know, just start filling in with Botox and all that shit because of all the coke and alcohol and cigarettes and Antonio Banderas' cock. And
that's what we have for our future.
Sweet.
Pretty hot though. Check
yeah,
out.
No, yeah, she's not bad.
This. Wait a second. Are we getting acid face from all the coke, beer, and alcohol,
good.
And cigarettes?
No, no.
We're
acid face
weight.
Is the is what happens after you get all the okay, the cosmetic okay, chemical okay. goodness.
And then she starts losing weight,
what's
and her face just sinks in.
What's the difference between acid face and Joker face? I mean, the Joker fell into acid, and so did Jerry Jones. So,
whoa. Acid face, your whoa. Face is melting off.
That's what happened to the Joker when he fell into acid.
No, but he got pumped back up with other shit.
They propped Melanie Griffith back up.
Isn't that
up,
what they gave, they made Accutane for? If you get acid face? Or is it, what,
I
is
don't
that
know.
What we're talking about?
Okay,
here?
Moving on the next story.
What you're talking about.
I mean, are we going to go watch it? We should go have a guy's night
no,
out.
No, that's a date night
sheet.
Movie if you're like looking
no,
for.
This
no.
is like me
and
watching.
We do the whole show.
Us
right
four.
There.
Jesse, you're going to go. Us four should all just sit there together, side by side at the movie theater with
the
all
show.
These other couples.
Do we got to hold hands?
Girls.
And we all have really loose, big pants on.
Yes. Popcorn trick.
Wow. just, we all
it,
just sit up
as
there
as
with the popcorn
hot,
bucket.
As soon as it gets hot, Seth stands up. Time to twerk! Get twerk!
You get the twerk! Take the biggest thing of popcorn ever and just start circling it around my head like I'm fucking partying.
As he
time
says
to
that,
twerk,
can I go,
motherfucker!
Can I scream out, that's my dick in the popcorn!
What I want to do is take a plastic bag in from like Walmart and dump the popcorn out and like right there in front, like front center, first row, and take my knife out and cut a big fucking hole in it. Do that and then take the Walmart bag of popcorn and dump it back in there and then start looking for a seat. And everybody would be just looking at me going, what the fuck is going on there? Like, I'm just getting ready, guys. Don't worry about me. Is that seat open?
What if we go buy some like...
There's someone sitting here. No, this one's not. No, this so someone
we go
here.
Buy a bunch of S&M... gimp gear and go just rolling up in the theater and our
all changing
bondage
buckles?
Stuff. Yeah,
they
it's all.
Did they have the ball gag and shit?
It's all bondage and anal
I'll be the
and
dog.
All sorts of stuff.
I'll
you
be
should do that.
This is a book about anal. I can't eat any popcorn if there's a giant ball gag in my mouth.
Two seats down, you're sitting over there going, give the gimp some goddamn water so he shuts the fuck up. God damn it.
And he better stop farting, asshole. I'm down there sniffing this stuff.
Put the butt plug back up in his asshole. God damn.
Who got this gimp? Dustin, you're the worst gimp catcher ever.
I would just get coffee.
Jesse would just get up and leave.
I'm just stone-faced in the middle because I got nothing to top it. I was like, damn, I'm thinking real hard. Ah, he beat me again. Ah, damn it. Ah, I'm out.
All right, moving
You're
on.
Out. You're always in.
So this week, there has been a petition to get Adam West to make a guest appearance in Batman vs. Superman.
What would that sound like?
It would be a split second of his face and
he'd like me to masturbate.
Yeah. He does a drop from Family Guy. And
I mean,
he's out.
Well, yeah. And that's not even him doing it in Family Guy.
Yeah.
So, do you even care?
No, I mean.
I mean, he's Batman. The best Batman.
Just make the fucking movie.
Just make the fucking movie.
Who cares?
I don't really give a shit.
Why are we getting all tricked up on the way we make movies these days and have to get the audience involved?
Oh, you're the fucking movie makers. Make the fucking movie.
About the movie maker deal, did you hear the news release about they're going to start making movie ticket prices vary?
Yeah, that's the other thing. They're going to start varying
ticket
prices.
Like blockbuster movies that cost $200 million to make, it's going to cost you more to go see them than it would be a film that cost $50 million to make.
They're retarded.
Yeah, well.
I heard about
that. That's not how shit needs to work.
I don't know if it's how it needs
to work. You know what that means?
But
www.thepiratebay, and I'll just go get the movie.
Oh, I mean, I'm not. I wouldn't. They're talking about movies that are going to. They're going to cost $20-$25 a ticket.
Is that the whole Mark Cuban thing where he's talking about now that when movies come out and premiere that you can like order it for $100?
Yeah.
And it's a one-time viewing and you just watch it at your house? Yeah.
That might be related, but that idea about the higher ticket price came from Steven Spielberg and George Lucas.
Oh, there you go.
I doubt it.
Now,
I already have one-time viewing.
No, not like they were supporting it. They're just saying that's where movies are going. It's going to happen.
Okay, well, great. Look at other things that are harder to go to, like a concert.
Junk in the Trunk 18.
You go to a concert, it's like, oh, it's $50. I'm like, oh,
but it's a one-night deal.
It's $150, and it's hard to get to. But you'll sell out at the tickets are cheaper. You'll do the same amount of fucking business in there. Okay. Fucking guys. Fucking bullshit.
God damn it!
I'm about to be fucking out.
I'm just glad you're out of shit to throw.
I know, completely out. I'm like, I'm about to throw my phone or my keyboard. I'm about to throw America.
Well, speaking of movies,
America.
Sad news this week as Sacha Baron Cohen backs out of his role of being Freddie Mercury. In the
What's
Queen
the reason?
Movie.
They, okay, they give a reason. Because Sacha Baron Cohen wanted the film to be more gritty and, you know, deep-seated and, you know, internal. And the other people that were writing it and making it and producing it wanted to be more family-friendly and, you know, mass happy.
Like, Queen wasn't a family-oriented band.
Yeah, and Sacha Baron Cohen, you know, I can see both arguments. I can see one, if you make it family-friendly, you're going to make more money. If you make it more gritty, you're going to win an Oscar.
Well, I was going to read the article here, but he just pretty much fucking did
it. So who are they talking about replacement?
They're
nothing.
Not. That's
Zero.
The thing. If he's out, the whole fucking thing gets shelved.
So they're not going to get that cat from American Idol that's been going on tour with them? I figured that was
You got to have an actor. Actor.
And plus, Sacha Baron Cohen looks like fucking Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, he is Freddie Mercury.
He looks exactly like him.
I bet he can sound like him, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I bet he can. My whole thing is like, alright, well, fuck it. Make both parties happy. Do a 10-minute montage of coke and butt fucking and getting AIDS. Because that's what he did all the time, right?
I don't know about the coke, but I know
you don't
that
think he did coke in the 70s. Really?
Well, I'm not going to say.
Okay, fine. Just the butt bucket and getting AIDS. Okay, fine, whatever.
I wonder if they were a big druggy band.
They had to have been.
A story came out a couple of weeks ago about how after once Pink Floyd started writing Dark Side of the Moon, they didn't do any drugs.
Oh, I did hear about that.
Hey, we got an email.
And I'm like, what?
Look at this cockhead. I send out a message, hey, send us a message during the show, and we get that, a fucking spam.
Oh.
Get 40 free likes immediately.
Yeah, we're going to pay for likes. That'll be the fucking day. I'm going to spend money on fucking Facebook.
But anyway, amazing. Do you believe that shit about Pink Floyd?
They did no drugs from
1977? All the really good shit?
Yeah.
Weren't even on anything.
They weren't on anything when they wrote all that stuff.
It's like Trent Reznor once he got clean.
I wonder if
really
they said that
really
because
technical.
We'll talk about that in a little bit.
The bass player who went in the loony bin.
Oh, are you trying to hit this? What are you trying to hit?
Pissed off. Thought we had a message.
Well, I don't know. I want a
dickhead fucking send us
I would have really enjoyed to see a Freddie Mercury.
Dude,
Queen
I was actually
movie.
Looking forward to it. And
oh,
that,
yeah, absolutely.
That,
I was too.
That news that they were starting to make, that came out so long ago. I thought they would have been done shooting, you know, photography by now.
Yeah.
Nope.
Or this news story came out yesterday that he just now dropped off. That fucking sucks.
They should get someone that really has AIDS.
And just film it really fast.
That would be fucking useless. You
know, they're talking about all the dark stuff. Isn't that Linda Lovelace movies out? In and Out now?
I don't know if it's out, but yeah, I know about it.
About Deep Throat and everything, and it's all just deep, dark, her being abused in porn and stuff.
Who gets deep throated?
Linda Lovelace.
Linda Lovelace. Hey, we all in here have U-verse, right?
I do.
Yes, can we bitch about it?
So, yeah, go for it. But the Time Warner,
mine goes down every day.
Mine has never gone down in 6 years. Not one time has it ever gone down.
4 years and I've never gone down.
I'm having to reboot that motherfucker.
And I can tell you
every other day.
I can tell you as, and he can probably tell you some of the
fixes. Don't fucking point at me, asshat.
Wow. You know, no one knew that they got pointed at.
Oh,
you had to fucking say.
Yeah,
don't point at me.
It could have been said.
Everybody's looking at you.
It could have been said.
Well, fuck me. Well, fuck this show.
Just push delete to start over.
Yeah, just start it over.
We're going to stop it right here.
Fuck.
Delete.
Fuck you and fuck this show. Fuck you, verse, and fuck all.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know how you fix
He's
U-verse?
Looking for something to throw.
Damn. He's just going to throw his headphones and mic.
He's just going to throw himself.
You want to know how you fix
a
U-verse?
A Dodge Stratus!
I don't give a fuck how you fix U-verse. What are you talking about U-verse for?
You make a phone call.
You go to Fios.
Yeah, I bet y'all joke like that every day. Don't y'all?
No, we don't. Well, CBS is now back
is
on Time Warner.
Is that material?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
and I thought it was funny that they did that. When did they finalize that deal? Yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Just before
When does the football season start?
Oh, yeah. They knew they were going to lose their ass.
They're going to lose their ass.
I don't think they were losing any college football yet, but next week they start doing. Oh, you don't give a fuck about it.
I hate college football.
I don't know.
I hate college football.
200 million other people do.
Way better than NFL.
You shut the fuck up with that noise.
It goes college football. EPL.
Okay, he's off the shit.
Okay. What's in that Ozarker bottle? Is that vodka?
Over the NFL? Really? Vodka. For you?
NFL is getting so cheese dicky.
I don't give a shit. It's
Where's
still
baseball?
Games.
Baseball's about to, we got a good big game tonight, by the way.
Yeah, it's going to be a tooth and nail fighter.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a tie for first
But
fighter.
Yeah, baseball.
Rangers
Ace. Baseball is cool. I mean, I think the umps get a little bit too much involved, but NFL has become flag football pretty much.
I don't care. It's still better than college.
I can't wait. Okay, here's
better
a
better than
here's,
college.
Here's a future. Here's a
you
future.
You can't even run after
you
fall down in college. You catch the ball at 50-yard pass, you fall down.
Damn.
How long will we live to see the day when they completely change the NFL pads, helmet pads? Change the whole thing.
Maybe.
No more giant bulky pads. No more big fight. You know, iron face mask. They come up with some sort of composite. You know, see-through face shell. They
Why are we being asked this?
Because we're on the topic of NFL. It's always been at the back of my head. If you change,
I think it'll be robots.
There'll be no more face masking. There'll be, you know, you just minimize half of the hits because no one wants to cram the shit out of anybody anymore. And they get those pads gone. It just turns into a more human game.
I'm not into cramming shit.
No,
see, and I'm saving the day right there. Nobody wants to be cramming shit.
I'm into cramming shit every night.
I think that's what they did at the Blondes versus Brunette.
Whoa!
Okay, so I have a story for Matt.
Eric's... We still have a gag order on that. We can't make fun of it or nothing.
No, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, fuck them.
I have a story. This is just for you, Matt.
Those two lesbians were cramming shit. What was your story?
Jeez.
So on Pinterest, there's this lady that's been making these sweet, nice, motivational posters with Taylor Swift quotes all over them.
Oh, that sounds nice.
She's been selling them, give them out, making little banners, making desktop backgrounds.
That's
making
a very positive message.
They're positive. They're things you can put on your wall.
Just fun to share and look at.
She's an entrepreneur.
Or in the office.
Text each
or
other.
Or in the bathroom.
And they spread like wildfire with all these young girls. It's all over their Facebook and their Instagram and their Twitter and their new MySpace and all that.
T-shirts, probably.
They're making
sounds good. Sounds
you know,
good.
Some of them are like this. Here's one. It says, "Do not compare yourself to others. If you do so, you are insulting yourself."
Taylor Swift is a
very
smart
memorable.
Woman.
Here's another one.
That sounds really nice.
It isn't history.
Oh,
these are
actual Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Quotes.
Yeah. Look, I'm reading them right here. It isn't history that makes heroes. It is heroes that make history.
Oh, wow.
Taylor Swift.
I bet she's been reading scripture.
And then here's another one. Great liars are also great magicians. Taylor Swift.
Yes.
That's inspirational, too.
Oh, and there are little pictures of Taylor Swift on each one.
There's
oh,
yeah. little pictures. Oh. There's
She's
all this text.
She's a cute little girl, too.
This
is, She's beautiful.
The only preventative measure one can take is to live irregularly.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I think irregularly? That has to do with
bowel. Is that like, that mean, is that like a bowel movement?
Preventive
measure? Yeah, wait, go back to that one.
Read that again.
Let's delve deeper into that one.
The only preventative measure one can take is to live irregularly.
No. I don't like irregularity.
I don't like that one either.
What preventive measure
up the butt
are you going for?
Yeah, is that like...
I don't understand what...
Is that like
what
avoiding avoiding condoms? Is that what they're talking about?
Well, here's one more, or two more. I have sworn... I have sworn to only live free.
Okay.
Taylor Swift. In the last one...
Is there an American flag there?
As in everything, nature is the best instructor. Oh. Taylor Swift. And look in this one. Oh. She's in a nice big dress with little chandeliers, like a wedding dress, all pretty.
What a great photo.
Well...
Yes.
None of those quotes are really from Taylor Swift.
What? Who are they from?
Adolf Hitler. This lady has been taking quotes from Hitler and putting them on Taylor Swift posters.
That just
That's
shows
genius.
The fucking,
can we get her on the show?
That just shows the idiocy of the fucking people that are Taylor Swift
say like,
fans.
But we have to find a way to get in contact with
yes,
her and have her on the show.
We have to get her on the...
Like that fucking dumb that, whore would say anything so smart. I mean, wait, what?
So...
I'm not saying Adolf Hitler was
This comes
stupid.
Out...
But, you know, he has some pretty good ideas, but... Yeah.
He just took him a little far.
He just took him a little far.
What's funny is these come out and they spread even more, and more little girls get them and stuff.
Just because it's Taylor Swift.
Well, most 14, 15-year-olds don't know what a Hitler is.
Right.
A Hitler? So,
a Hitler.
Yes, a Hitler.
I bet most 18-year-olds don't.
True. What was funny was on Reddit... Oh, fun of...
Okay.
I said,
jeez.
What was funny...
I thought you were, he did. I didn't even catch it.
Where's the tally?
I thought
you
had
raced.
An aneurysm, dude.
Damn.
On air.
There goes,
this is awesome.
There goes number 76.
We need to watch someone die.
Just stroke out
Tick.
Of the mic.
Hey, someone call the police. Like, I'm not going to quit watching this.
Hey,
we
need someone hey,
Jesse,
to run the laptop.
A third.
Before
is
he's
it
like,
bad that blood's coming out
cold.
Of his ear?
Hey, Jesse, we need a third. You want to jump in on this?
Hey, Jennifer, we need Dustin's laptop password.
Once again, the show.
Yeah.
Because there we
obviously,
are.
So,
all of us.
None of us fucking get it.
We just don't fucking get it.
So what some funny people did on Reddit was they took Hitler's picture.
I can't do that. I'm sick right now.
And stuck him with the
like
quotes.
That.
We still do it.
They took Hitler's picture and then stuck Taylor Swift quotes on him.
Wait, actual Taylor Swift quotes?
These are real Taylor Swift. So here's one with Hitler standing up against the wall. No, these are just people making fun of reverse
genius.
So they have Hitler standing here and it says,
hey, wait. Real quick, tell people where they can find this. Where can you find this?
If
so
you
they
go
can
to smoosh.com, smoosh.com,
right.
smoosh.com, there's a story in there. You can find it. Just put in Taylor Swift Hitler quotes.
Great.
But here it's got a picture of Hitler and it says, I'm like 6'2 when I wear heels, so I tend to wear cowboy boots a lot.
Get the fuck out of here.
You gotta see the pictures. The pictures are awesome.
Can you order posters of that?
Yeah, can we? We gotta put one on the wall in here, man.
I might have to print one out.
Our first guest comes in here and we got a big fucking Hitler.
Wait, not even paper poster. I want the fucking the
thing that's
the cloth, the damn tarp.
The tarp.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. A full on flag.
Yes.
What was that? What were those things that the NFL were selling for a while where they had the full body decals?
The fat heads?
The fat heads. We got a big Hitler fat head on the wall.
You wanna hear some more?
God damn it.
Yes, of course. Here's another one.
Let's do the rest of the show.
This is the history part of the segment. This is the history segment.
I think every girl's dream is to find a bad boy at the right time when he wants to not be a bad boy anymore.
Signed to Ava Braun.
Signed to Adolf Hitler on women. Here's one where Hitler's sitting on the wall. Looks like he's at Eagle's Nest just standing there. It says, I have this really high priority on happiness and finding something to be happy about.
Okay, that's really fucked up because if you think about Hitler.
Here's a good one. This one's my favorite. It's
stop.
The last one.
Just stop doing it.
It's
stop
a painting.
Throwing shit.
And it says, if you're horrible to me, I'm going to write a song about it and you won't like it. That's how I operate. Adolf Hitler.
So Taylor Swift really said that?
Yeah, those are all actual Taylor Swift.
What if
Swift
she puts
quotes.
Out a. She needs to put out a Jerry Jones Town song.
She needs to put
well,
out.
Actually, we haven't ragged on her, have we?
I don't think so.
It's too easy. She's just young and stupid.
I hate that bitch. I hate her.
Cunt.
That, I was going to say that. You know what's a harsher thing to say than bitch is cunt, but it's actually the vice versa.
Can you make a Taylor Swift cunt song?
If you're overseas. G'day, mate. G'day, mates.
Oh, yeah. English people. It's like, oh, cunt, cunt, twat, twat. Yeah, they don't give a shit.
But bloody. Oh, my God. Yeah,
bloody cunt. That's like, awesome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're ready way up on the ladder right there. See, back in the day when I went to Australia.
Me and Seth go on vacation, we go to Austin. We're all like, yeah, going to Austin.
I go to downtown Fort Worth. That's a fucking vacation.
I'm going on vacation. Where are you going? I'm going fishing. Where at? Lake Worth.
Man, we're going.
Saginaw.
We're going to El Chico's Mesquite.
Man, where you been all day? I was on vacation. Where? Fucking Richland Hills.
Ponchos.
I went to Zonga's.
It was cool. Stubbs came.
Zonga's?
Went to Zonga's.
Stubbs came with me, man. We rode bikes.
We're just talking about the owner of that bar.
Where'd you ride bikes?
Zonga's?
Yeah, we're talking about him a second ago. He listens to the show.
Sweet. I like Zonga's. They have a cool-ass bar outside that I've never sat in. I just drive by envying it.
It looks fucking awesome.
We should go there and drink sometime.
Where?
We can walk to that, to there and back to the house. Zonga's?
Yep.
There's a bar around here called Zombas.
Zombas with a G.
It's a restaurant right there behind Hooters.
Yeah, it's right behind Hooters.
Oh, I thought it was a Greek restaurant.
It is, but they have a giant bar out front that's outside.
Oh, God, I don't give a fuck. What's next?
Neither do I. A law has just gone down that if you text someone who's driving in New Jersey and they get in a wreck, say you're sitting at home and you're like,
you're held responsible.
Holy shit.
Hey, Matt. When the fuck you getting to my house? And then you're responding, you swerve off the road.
How the
someone,
fuck do you know if someone's
I
driving
I get in
or
trouble.
How do you know if someone's driving or not? How do you?
Is there going to be a notification?
Yeah, are we going to like have to download that app?
I mean, what if I text my mom right now?
This is bullshit.
Just
this
doing stuff.
Gonna happen.
I don't know how it's
held liable. Wait, did you say it did happen or it's on the table?
It's up.
It's going.
That's bullshit. Law.
Oh, it's law now?
If you know that they're driving and you still text them, then okay, fuck you, get in trouble.
So every motherfucker that's gets in a wreck from now on's going up in New Jersey,
it
right?
It was my fault. I didn't have to text somebody, so.
In New Jersey, yes.
Dustin did it. He did it.
I would say, hurry up and text me.
Yeah, and then fucking frame
your
ass.
And then delete that one and go, well, see, well, he
texted
me. That would be tight. Yes.
Pieces of shit.
I'm going to start framing people.
I would.
I'm going to go to New Jersey.
Just to frame people?
Or just start looking up New Jersey phone numbers and fucking text them.
I'm going to buy flights for people to go to New Jersey. Then
there's
I'll text them.
No way this is going
to
work.
Wait, no,
every lawyer in
New
York
and New Jersey
is going
to
be fucking all over this. There's no way it's going to stick.
From how many places can you text somebody? The globe.
What
if you accidentally send it to the wrong number?
Next time I go up there to see my sister, I'm going to step into New Jersey
you can do
and hurt myself.
On your phone and other cars that come out with it where you don't get texts while you drive. Yeah,
there's an app for
airplane mode.
Yeah, an app. If you're going over a certain mile an hour, it fucking won't let it go through.
Bet you we're not that far off from when that's just going to be law nationwide.
But you know
if
what's
you're
bad
moving,
by me.
If your phone
on,
is
guys.
Moving faster than
your phone. Hold on. The bad thing about that everybody will gripe about is in order for it to know that you're moving that fast, your GPS has to be on constantly and it drains your battery.
And then they can track me.
No,
and Obama can
track me. Then my data plan is going to have to be on constant. It's going to cost me a bunch of fucking money.
I could definitely see the copperoonies pulling you over and being like, give me your phone, sir, immediately.
Yeah, what's your code? What's your four-digit
code?
My four-digit code is fucked off.
I'll get a search warrant for your code.
Have you not had that happen yet?
What?
Have a cop
ask for my phone?
No.
Ask to see your phone?
Why
or
would
ask
they?
To see if you're texting?
To see if you're texting.
Are you going to... I think I know where you're going with this. Because the whole film the police...
Yes.
...thing that's been going around?
That's not what got me. I got stopped one night because I had... My phone was glowing in the car. The reason it was glowing is because music was playing, and when it's plugged in the charger, the screen doesn't go out.
Right.
And you can cycle through music or whatever. He pulled me over because he thought I was texting. He asked to see my phone. I told him, no, you don't have any legal right to see my phone. If you would like to get some type of warrant, you can, but we're going to sit out here all night. But no, you're not looking at my phone.
And then he shot you in the face.
With his dick.
Then he said, well, if you want to get out of here, boy, you're gonna have to do some work. He unzipped his pants. I dropped to my knees, and I, you know.
And then you got out.
You know where I thought you were going with this though?
No, he let me go.
I heard that like now the big thing is anytime you get pulled over, any your boys are getting messed with or anything, you start filming the police. And what's been happening is the popo has been confiscating all the phones and saying it's poor evidence. And then you don't have your evidence. Like, you don't have your evidence.
Your defense.
Your defense for them.
You're goddamn right it's evidence against them.
And what they do is they take it into a locker that has a giant electromagnet, and they erase everything off those flash drives that are in the phones.
If that happens so much, though, you should be able to go, okay, really? It just keeps on fucking happening? It's happened 15 times this month? That's a little bit of bullshit. And then everyone gets fucked over in the police.
You know what's funny is glasses that they're about to start wearing.
Yes.
That did you know they can control them?
That's a great
them.
Idea.
They can still control them. They can still they turn
can.
It off.
Oh, they can turn it on and off.
Okay, well then you
well,
go what? It's
but
lost.
Then when you go to court and they're going, yeah, they're judging the gonna be like, well, okay, yeah. Well, where's your camera shit? Oh, you don't have it.
Oh, I don't know how to work it. You couldn't fucking hit go.
There's a bunch of new laws that are coming out for photographers too. They're trying to pass.
Oh, the paparazzi law?
No. How you cannot take photos of anytime the police are having an interaction with another party.
Wow.
You can't take photos of it.
Wow.
And there's been a lot of photographers that have had their cameras smashed or destroyed or their memory cards taken from them illegally because they were taking pictures.
Well, did y'all see that video that was going around on Facebook a while back where the guys outside and the cops were messing with some, like, they were looking into something that was going on at a house, and he had his Rottweiler and was walking him. And he put him in his car. Put
the cops are yelling
car,
at him.
And the
so
cops
he's
are
like,
yelling.
Hold on, I'll go put the dog in the car. The
dog gets out and starts just kind of wasn't really even aggressive. And then they fucking shot that boy.
No. See, here's what happened. Shit, sorry. The guy.
Whoa.
Sorry, my bad.
The guy put the dog in the car, and he had the window down about 8 inches, like enough for the dog to get through.
His head
probably not. You'd think. And then the cops are still yelling at the guy. So the guy walks over calmly, easy, and all that shit. And then once they go, turn around, fuck you, and start handcuffing him and start roughhousing him just a little bit. Not the cops aren't being assholes yet. They start fucking with him just a little bit. The dog goes, fuck this shit, and starts jumping out of the car and barking and runs over there.
It just barked, though.
And it,
like, I saw it.
But it jumped out of the car and runs over there, and it stands there, and he's about, I don't know, 7 feet away.
And
feet away.
He was confused. The dog would like shake its tail for a little bit and then stop and then like what's going on? Just trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, well, they're fucking with his owner. Mm-hmm. And like, that's my master. I love that guy. And as soon as it starts like jumps like a half a foot forward, the
guy's like,
then they
four
fucking
feet
shoot
away.
It.
Yeah, dude was like 4 feet away.
The guy was
like,
still at least 5 feet away.
Yep.
Just shot that motherfucker.
Could he not have tased the dog?
Yeah, he doesn't have a taser. He doesn't have like some kind of pepper spray. Some
that
shit.
Dog freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
Not even knowing what the...
So,
and then he'll go, oh, I tried to be nice and pepper spray
man,
it,
the
but
guy
then
wasn't
you shoot
being,
it.
The guy... The thing is, the guy wasn't being belligerent or nothing. Couldn't he just said,
he
hey,
wasn't.
You get your dog real quick. We'll stop this down.
Wait, here's
get your dog and take him over there to some people.
Was they
there.
Were just walking.
Yeah.
And he said something to the cops
and they said,
about
hey,
them
here.
Fucking with someone else.
Yeah.
And so they went back over there and go, fuck you, you're screwing up our arrest here or whatever the fuck. And that's why he went back over to him. And then they arrested him for, I guess, walking.
So do we know if any, like, legal action took place after that incident?
This,
I haven't
I think
looked
this
either.
That was, like, a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
Right?
Oh,
that was about a month ago.
Yeah, a month or so ago. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I was like, oh, my gosh.
The problem is most – there are good cops out there. But
yeah, we know a lot of good cops.
Yeah.
Most
I've known a ton of them that let me off.
Almost
Scott
every
free.
Dickhead is some steroid
I met a good
freak
cop Sunday.
That had a shitty childhood.
Yes, and power
was,
trip.
Had their shit beat out of them in high school and they're
been
like
dorks.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I'm a cop now. Look at me.
Yeah.
Check this out.
It's, I don't think
I got
that's
a gap.
What it's been.
Best
I
part
think,
of my life
I
is
think,
high school.
I
yeah,
think
it's
the assholes
pissed.
Are the ones that are losers in high school. They're losers in college.
No,
they're losers
great,
everywhere they go.
They might not have even made it through
and then,
college.
And they got their ass made fun of all the time for being hunky dories. And then they decide.
What do you mean hunky dories?
I don't know.
I mean like the football jock. He was the high school quarterback. And he's like, fucking look at me, a power motherfucker. And then he gets out of that and he's like, oh, I'm nothing actually. And I made fun of all these asshole cunts. And okay, look at me now. And then he goes, be a cop, power trip. He's like, now I got power.
Yeah,
again.
It's the Cartman syndrome.
I don't know.
Cartman, there you go.
They're all types.
Respect my daughter. Respect
it's just
my
like
daughter.
Any profession. You have bad bankers and you
okay,
have
okay, now you
bankers.
Have women cops.
Yeah, I mean.
Bad phone men?
Women cops.
You have bad blow? and good blow.
The bad thing is now good weed, all bad weed. The cops, every time we leave the house now, or leave the studio, there's going to be cops out there to stop us.
Ready to take us down.
Take us down.
And we're going to have no defense at all.
It'll be one or two.
Wait, y'all, no, we were joked. Oh,
I did give a business card to a cop the other day when he pulled me over and gave me a ticket. I'm like, here you go, bud. We talking about you, motherfucker.
You get mad at me for giving it to a mailman? You give it to a pig?
Jesus.
God.
We know way too many cops be calling them pigs, you fucking dumb
shit. I'm just joking.
Huh. Trying to think of how many pigs I gave them to. It's quite a
oh,
few.
Oh, isn't down in Dallas?
Oh, shoot.
I think we
yeah,
should.
That's
I want to see
though.
If I want to see if one of the guys from the bar will come down and do a show with us. Because I bet you they got some great stories.
And then they can talk about.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid
under
of.
Under this
they
pretense,
can't get into
the guy's name was
we're say
Bob.
Somebody else.
So good. Since we're talking about cops and pigs and policemen and all that, let's run down to Florida. Let's see what's going on down there.
Y'all have stories about it?
Do you? Dude, you're our resident Florida expert.
I have a feeling Seth,
God, I hate Florida so much.
Seth has every
such
Florida story.
No, I got a place where I just reading stories off of about it, and I just read them off.
Oh, yeah, I thought you like went down there and talked to the locals and collected, you know,
yeah,
up close and personal.
I thought you were a random Florida man.
I love how this is your next vacation, family vacation that you're planning, and we're just getting you in all kinds of trouble.
Oh yeah, no. I have a new bit I want to do at the end of the show, right before we sign off, is how many people we've pissed off this week and how many of them are going to kill us.
Yes, make a tally. You should definitely do that.
So that way.
Okay, hold on.
Have we actually had
I just now found this one.
We've just had an ass-beating threat.
You've just invited about 30 to the emails.
Yeah, with actual political power.
Well, we haven't, though, have we?
No.
Well, you screened the emails this week. Did we have any death threats? They're all ass-beating.
Well, I'm going to beat your ass, asshole.
No, I wouldn't need death threats.
Just ass beating?
Just smushing the face into big old titties.
Yeah, big
at a
titties.
Park.
We didn't have anybody from the People's Temple email us either. I'm still waiting for one of those.
Check this out.
I only think there's like four.
A Florida man was naked on the front porch choking his dog. That's when the resident of the next door neighbor shot him in the foot. Okay? There.
That is enough. Is that it?
No, I can read more. I just want to read the headline.
So,
I have a pretty good one here.
He's like, what the fuck?
I don't
know. The neighbor's like, okay. No, don't choke your dog.
Don't
choke
your dog. I'm going to shoot you in the foot. Good Lord.
You better stop choking that chihuahua. I'm going to fucking cap your
ass.
What
kind of dog was it? Does it say what kind of dog it is?
I can fucking read more.
I don't want to read the story. I just want to read the headlines because the headlines are what are funny.
That's what I'm doing.
How about this? Florida woman stabs a man in the butt while trying to cut in line at McDonald's.
Really?
Yes. Really?
Oh my God! I want pictures. I want pictures.
Really?
Is there pictures on that one?
No.
Damn it!
Florida woman batters husband during argument over used tampon on the bathroom floor.
Oh.
A Florida man broke into a nail salon Sunday and stole $600, but left his cell phone behind.
Nice. That could happen in Watauga.
Yeah, that could totally happen here.
Yeah, that happened in Fort Worth last week.
How about a
Florida? I did that.
A Florida woman calls 911 to complain about her sister owing her money, but she asked the operator for cigarettes.
Hey, can y'all bring some cigarettes too?
Hey, they gotta be damn Salems.
I just found your fucking perfect wife, Stubbs.
Mine?
Yes. Check this out. I can totally see you doing this.
I'm not gonna get married again.
Okay, well, you need to. Because here she is. She's pretty hot. She's ugly as fuck. She's the meth head. Okay.
Wait,
a woman allegedly urinated and defecated on herself and then yelled at the deputies, "Why don't you just fucking shoot me?" Why don't you just fucking shoot me? Get this shit over with. I'm done.
And then she
I'm
just
done.
Sat there like this.
Shoot me.
Shoot me.
Shoot me.
Shit's going down her leg.
Yeah. And she's still pissing and shit everywhere.
Why would that be a perfect wife for me?
Because I can see you doing the exact same fucking thing. I think you've done that.
By a dumpster?
I think you've actually done that. You're yelling at someone who probably didn't have a gun. But
I have Jesse's future wife right here.
Crap.
You ready? And this is my favorite of the week.
Oh, boy.
Florida woman arrested for taking her shirt off in a bar tells cops, "It's titty time."
That does sound like someone you're with.
At least she has the right idea.
See?
Again,
perfect.
Now again, does,
that
are
could
there
be
pictures?
In Watauga.
Yeah, and that totally could happen at Texas Billiards, too.
But it
is
didn't
there,
happen
there
in
pictures?
Florida.
There was a picture of her. She has no teeth. She weighs about 380 and has meth scars all over her face.
Wow. Total hotness.
Hey, were you at the Whiskey Dick show where the lady pulled out her boobs and put them over this guy's ears?
I was there. I was there. I saw that.
I think I remember that.
What the hell?
It was like something out of the Twilight Zone. You're like, I didn't just see that. And then you kind of looked around and everybody's like,
looked like,
oh my gosh.
She put two small children that were like potato sacks. Yeah.
Why was she doing that?
Suffocating this guy.
Just be like,
it was titty time.
Oh, yeah, it was titty time, dude.
It's titty time. You got any more, Chief?
I like this last one here I'm going to read. A Florida man says he's Obama and attempts to adopt two children. The children's 3 and 4.
Did he do it at night? Like an alien.
It's at a park, so it's midday. He's 34 and Latino, so he's not black at all. But he's Obama, and he said the boy was a drug dealer and the girl was a prostitute.
Awesome.
And they're 3 and 4 years old at a park.
Just going for a family
walk. I'm Obama. Man. I'm Obama. Fucking going to kill his kids.
Can you imagine that mom?
Hey, kids, y'all want to go to the park today? It's going to be safe and everything.
That? Hold on. I like that idea, though. They would never go back to the park again. You never have to do that shit again. You're going to go get abducted by this asshole? I don't want to go to the park, Mom.
No, Mom.
Hold on. McDonald's next.
Freaking our resident raccoon over here got distracted by something bright and shiny.
Squirrel! What's that?
It's a Jones soda. It's blue.
Jerry Jones soda.
Yeah, blue bubblegum soda. It tastes like a bubblegum snow cone.
Is it related to Jerry?
No.
Yeah, we made it. You can buy our soda.
But I'm sure Jerry owns it in some fashion.
Hey, you know what? Since we're going to be doing releases, since this is Tuesday and everything, new releases, we need an intro. Somebody out there needs to make us an intro.
For releases?
I will.
Yes. Release.
No, not releasing your cum.
New releases.
Good Lord. God, we're so funny.
Never mind. We don't need an intro. We're going
to
do that.
You have a singular wit.
Your stand-up.
Nobody will get it. We got this segment called New Releases.
Hey, girl,
what
that
about?
Mouth do? Hey, when we work. Do that, when we
there we go. Do
hey,
it.
Are we gonna? You know how they did the three amigos? Maybe we should do like the three whack offs. Like,
where we all make
when we
jack off
when
noises
we do our when we do our stand up tour. Just, yeah, exactly. People just
blah. Slow clap us.
Or is that all the applause we'll get?
That's it.
What are you doing?
Well, there will only be one person at our show. We go on tour.
It'd be us
three of us.
Destin would be up there.
Oh, I'm not going to clap for you. I don't fucking laugh at other comedian shit.
We'll heckle each other.
Get off the stage, asshole!
Fuck you doing up here?
I'm
why
done.
Are you here?
You racist! I'm from Florida, fuckhead!
Give us your intro. Let's do
hey, girl, what that mouth do?
Spider-Goose.
Give us a whirl.
AT&T, Metallica.
A big fat ass stuck in a lawn chair standing up.
Dallas Cowboys.
There's football, cheeseburgers, fries, a grill.
We're already in the red with some other bands.
Hey.
Say AT&T.
What?
Can we say the Cowboys?
Girl.
Christians that like to eat little children.
Hey, girl, what that mouth do?
What? We're gonna get in trouble by them.
What?
There's a guy pushing a spider up a goat.
Okay,
I can change that.
That entire thing you just heard, Jesse, since you're sitting in the room with us, comes from this bottle label.
This bottle label is on the website.
It's on the website.
You can check
it
out.
And we finally drank the beer, the America beer.
We done drunk it.
I think. When did we talk about that? Second episode? Third episode?
Maybe episode first.
So do you...
Before the sword, wasn't it?
Do you owe it to these two cats to contact them and let them know they've been immortalized?
We need to. It's... Yeah, well, okay, if we are, let's review the beer.
It's
like
right.
Having your mouth shoved full of dandelions and then chewing on them. I didn't like it. Bam.
I didn't try it.
I thought it was all right.
I didn't like it.
I wouldn't drink the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's too bright and happy for me. I need dark and evil.
It still smells like...
It is bright and
happy. It smells like weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Not like weed. That would actually have like...
I'm out.
We did have another beer before you got here, Matt.
It smells like weed.
Is there something in there?
Weeds. No, just smell it. Here.
I don't give a fuck to smell it.
We had one of the new ciders from Stella.
Oh, yeah, the Stella Artois cider, C-I-D-R-E. It's really good.
I didn't know Stella had a
cider.
New cider
it's album. Like damn good.
Oh,
it's real good. Get it up at the bar.
Yeah.
Some cider.
Yeah.
And now,
I can't even get them to get Tito's.
You can't even get them to get RAR.
It's my favorite.
And RAR's down the street.
Yeah, and they're local.
RAR's. When?
I've gotten RAR's and it didn't sell at
ooh.
All.
What about...
Because they got bottled. And I was like, you got to get a keg.
Yeah.
Got to get it out of tap. Ugly Pug is the best when it's out of the tap.
I think.
What about Revolver? Oh, you guys got Revolver at the bar?
No, there is a bar around here that has Revolver.
There's several now.
There's one in Keller right when I heard about it from you and you went out there and shot.
Flips has it. Flips got it on tap.
Not bad either.
When I went out and got the guys from RAR.
No, it was Sam Adams.
Sam Adams guys too. All right, so new releases this week. There's only one that matters.
Balls. Well, make that one the money
is?
Shot at the end.
You know which one that is?
What? Rod Stewart.
Saliva. Oh.
Oh,
Saliva. What is Rod Stewart?
So, yes, we have Rod Stewart
album?
Rarities.
Seriously?
John Legend, Love in the Future.
If you
pretty decent.
My body and you think I'm sexy.
You'll appreciate this. Las Vegas, later when the TV turns to static.
Okay.
They got a new album. We'll check it out. I haven't listened to it yet.
They're punky, right?
Yeah, in a Scottish way.
Scottish folk
band.
Smooth.
Yeah. G'day, mate!
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not right at all.
Now, one of the bands you rated as your in your top 10 of the 2000s, Saliva. In It to Win It. First
They're
off.
The ones that did okay. the click, click, boom!
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
No, okay. That was POD, wasn't it?
No,
that was Saliva.
It was.
Well, fuck me. I don't know shit.
Okay, so you're a shitty
sucks.
Band, and then...
Hey, man, we're from Florida.
No, they're from Memphis.
Oh, my bad.
How the fuck you know
what
so
the
much
fuck?
About this piece
Is that
of
your
shit?
Okay,
band?
Wait, I'll tell you why, because Eagle promotion was at... what was the Eagle
concept? Oh, yeah, they did a BFD show.
BFD.
Yeah.
They did a BFD.
I was there.
Yep.
Oh, my
Bam.
God.
Did they go, we're from Tennessee, motherfuckers?
No, Cindy
your teeth up.
Cindy Skull was interviewing him, and they're like, why you got so many rings on your fingers? He's like, well, we're
it's
from Memphis.
Time.
We got to represent Novus.
Hell.
Yeah.
It's titty time.
No, they're not that cool.
It's titty time. Boom, 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 stick.
Next.
You're a spare-ass band, and you came up with this title, In It to Win It?
No, a spare-ass band title.
Jesus. Yeah. Just fucking go.
Smashing Pumpkins, Oceana Live, in New York City.
That's a good recoup.
All right. Who gives a fuck about any of this?
Have you, did y'all see that Sunset Strip that I was telling you about a couple of episodes ago?
Nope, it's on Showtime. I don't have Showtime.
No.
He brings his head up every time. I'm not trying to big time you when I say it. When I mention a movie or show.
I got stars, you faggot. Oh, no, you got to get Showtime. Motherfucker.
Anyway,
we gotta watch California.
Smash. They have a Sunset Strip like festival every year apparently.
Yeah.
And they were showing some scenes of Smashing Pumpkins playing the last one.
It was good. Because when they played here,
no.
The reviews were terrible.
You mean recently?
Does that mean
show? Because
I've been told that Billy Corgan mails in shows sometimes and just like he pull like we do when we get pissed and we decide we're gonna sabotage.
Yeah.
God damn it!
Stop throwing.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
Those are my business cards, man.
Yeah, those are all the business cards. They just went south.
Was that it?
They just hit the high Tom.
Yeah, and they're on the floor behind the curtain and all that other.
We need to
take
a picture of the shit.
Jesse is right now. He's like,
yes.
I take care of it so good, and you're over here just beat the fuck
out
of bullshit.
No. Album of the week.
So, wait.
Finally, Hesitation Marks, Nine Inch Nails came out.
Yay.
We talked about it.
And you told me it's been.
Don't fucking do that!
Excuse me?
Did I not tell you about this?
You're doing it on your own, dick face.
I'm doing whoop whoop. He's over here going, yay!
Oh,
yay!
Fucking don't ever do that.
Put it on the wall.
Stop
doing it. Yay!
I'm going to put it on your face. Don't say yay.
Okay, put it on the wall.
Okay, I'll do it in a second.
Okay.
Yay!
Yay! So since me and you are the only ones
Have we gotten complaints about me going, yay?
No, but they're coming now.
I need emails.
Go ahead. I've heard there's been complaint. You told me at the bar that people are bitching about Trent Reznor doing what he wants.
All right. So, screw that.
Yay.
Now that you've listened to it a little bit, have you listened to it, Jesse?
I have not listened to
it. Seth doesn't listen to music anymore.
I have.
Wow.
What do you think now that it's set in?
Okay.
Huh? I like it. It's still cool to me.
I think,
just because he does all the weird, like I said, he does things that I would never think to do in a song. No matter if it's heavy or not.
And as the only things that I've heard from you two and one other person, it just sounds
wrong,
like age.
Man.
It sounds like age. Age and
AIDS?
Rhythm and... Yeah,
AIDS?
No, not AIDS. Not AIDS.
What does AIDS sound like, though?
Well, listen
what
to the new Nine Inch Nails album.
If you were to put AIDS in your ear.
Like AIDS.
Nice album, dude. Sounds
you
like a bunch of AIDS.
Sounds good.
Can you taste AIDS?
Wow.
So,
all right, well, you
I'll
could,
let you taste some AIDS real quick.
Yeah. let that hooker know she's getting a 20.
You want a real review from a real fan?
Yes.
This album makes me uncomfortable.
Wait a second. Did you hear that big Tomness?
Yes.
He just big Tommy.
I did. You want a real review from a real fan?
Yeah. Actual fan of their music.
Actual Nine Inch Nails fan?
Well, I'm glad y'all two fuckholes.
I'm glad your insignificant opinion is
I guess that's three.
When we get the next Zebrahead album in, you guys can talk.
Come on.
Like Las Vegas.
Is this show over yet?
So,
done?
Getting close.
Fuck her up.
Let's hear. What do you got to say about the new
Nine
Inch
Nails?
It
makes me uncomfortable.
Why?
Because I'm used to hearing 100 million tracks of instruments and guitars and stuff, and this is stripped down. There's nothing there. Some of these songs are like 10 tracks of audio.
Is he gonna do
and
the thing where he sends
me
out the stems, or was that
no,
Destroy
he
Angels?
No,
that
was
him? He did.
Is he going for the less is more attitude?
So you'll be able to see
a
how
lot
many tracks.
Less is it's the less is more, and there's a lot of empty space, and there's a lot of.
So you're saying it's airy?
I like that. That's cool. I might listen to this.
But it makes me uncomfortable.
He's like, Trent's gonna start yelling at any moment.
There's not
27,000 guitars going
yes
at once.
It's like a suspenseful horror movie.
I mean, he used to brag about using 100 tracks.
Oh yeah,
on
yeah,
a board,
all
100 tracks. Like, we have to bring in 3 boards in order to make this album. Yeah. But yeah.
So, what's your review? Do you like it or not?
I like it. It's not my favorite.
How many stars out of 5? Your iTunes, the Raider.
Okay, wait. Not even iTunes stars. Just like Nine Inch Nails stars. All Nine Inch Nails records put together. How many stars, yeah, would you give this one against all the other ones?
3.5.
Do you think it's going to grow on you?
That's still a worthy record.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not a meh.
I think it's going to grow on you, too.
It's not a meh.
I think you're going to start liking it more in a couple of months. Maybe even a year.
I'm probably going to go home and download it.
If I had to rate it...
See, that's the way
it's pretty
Crack the
low,
Sky
though,
was for me. Crack the Sky,
I had a
to
lot
listen
of good
to
albums.
I had to listen to Crack the Sky for about 6 months before I was like, yeah, this is a damn good
six
classic
months
rock. Yeah, it was like
really?
6 months.
But you know what?
Might have been because you were already addicted to
Leviathan.
Leviathan.
And Blood Mountain.
Yes.
Blood Mountain's epic.
There's a lot of good
talking
albums.
Talking about Mastodon.
But the...
Now we're talking about Nine Inch Nails again.
Back to Nine Inch Nails, like when With Teeth came out, I kind of took it shocking, but... There's 100 million tracks on it, and it's loud. It's abrasive. This is not loud and abrasive. This is more chill, relaxed.
Like he
this
did it on his
right
laptop.
This track
right here
is the most abrasive
studio
track on there.
This one is?
Mm-hmm. And Lindsey Buckingham is playing guitar on this.
Fucking who?
Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac.
Mm. How's she holding up?
I'm probably still going to buy it. I haven't bought it yet. I've been doing the whole free spin that they've been doing.
My vinyl arrived just before you got here.
What did it look like?
Gosh.
My vinyl's here.
Yeah, when I got my record collection.
Just came in the mail.
I've got to make a brag montage of Dustin.
Amazon.
We'd have a 45-minute fucking show.
You would.
Him.
We could just shut up. Amazon
Africa
sent me the vinyl. Trent sent me the thing in my inbox to preview.
Trent did. Trent
said, hey, Dustin.
Trent himself
Trent
for
the
said,
hey, Dustin,
Dustin,
thank you for the purchase.
I'd like to get your taste and see
can
what
we try
your
to get him on the show?
On what's going on.
He won't come
album
on this shitty show. Listen to us.
Never.
Trent Reznor sends him
dude,
fucking
we get
outtakes going. Is this okay? Can we put this in the album, sir? Can we do that?
Would you fix the end of that? Would you fix the bottom end of that?
I can't even fucking figure this shit out. Can you do it for me? I just don't fucking get it. Can you do it, Dustin?
And I just go, yeah, let me run it through my iPhone after.
I don't know, dude.
Hey, if we were on his crew, you watch that documentary
shit
about him that or the
that
tour and stuff that's coming up?
That was amazing.
How Matt, how many times,
that
if we worked on that crew, how many times we're like, obviously you just don't fucking get it.
We would be fired in 30 minutes because I'd be jizzing on
minutes
everything.
We'd make the coffee wrong.
I would use one filter instead of two.
Fucking bullshit. That's fuck this.
Imagine if we were his backing band and how fucking aggravated he would get with us.
He'd probably just fucking laugh and leave us alone.
You guys are a bunch of jackoffs. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. We get on stage. We play the show. And then you guys fuck off.
Yeah.
See y'all.
First thing
he'd
fucking
you
do is like already have a backup for his backup band.
Yeah.
And then crush us over the fucking head with a mic.
Yeah.
A mic stand. Just go boof.
Yeah.
He wouldn't take much
that's
shit
the thing.
Us, yeah.
It might turn into downward spiral tours where he throws mic stands intentionally at us to knock us out and to get us kicked out of the band.
Yeah.
He's just 9999.
Yes. Yes.
destroy everything. And
oh, Chris Verena, I'm tired of you being my drummer. Here, eat a mic stand so I can get someone else in here.
That was fucked.
It wouldn't be good.
It wouldn't. But yeah.
Now Dave Grohl, he'd let us stick around for 45 minutes.
Yeah, he would at least be funny. He would at least stick you around for the comedy. For
Dave Grohl?
Minutes. Yes.
Over the weekend.
Get the fuck out of here, guys.
He showed up at a motorcycle rally. It wasn't Sturgis. It was up in New England.
Is he a biker?
He showed up out of nowhere and just started playing songs.
Is he a
set?
Booze Rider?
Just him?
Is he a CFH?
Was it just him?
Riding through the
It was a
world.
Band that.
All
alone.
Christ.
So Dave Grohl's going to be in 50 Shades of Grey?
So he's in Sons of Anarchy. In Sons of Anarchy. Wait a second. This is too much. What do I do, Sons of Anarchy?
Oh. All right.
Let's wrap this show up. I'm done.
Movies released this week. Iron Man 3 is on iTunes.
Okay.
Now You See Me is on DVD.
iTunes Festival's going on right now. Is that
yes.
what you just said?
No, Iron Man 3 is on iTunes to get it before you get
what,
it yours.
What about the iTunes Festival? What's going on right now?
It kicked off on Sunday with Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Hey, when does that happen? Do they put it on the iTunes?
Every day.
So every day there's a new band and they put it on iTunes?
Get the app. Download the app. And it's got a timer on it. It'll tell you when the next band's playing. Tomorrow.
So it's kind of like the podcast
do I get to
thing?
Watch the
In 17
band
hours, it's Paramore.
Oh, could I miss that?
That's... Everything you do for me, I'm one close step on the edge and I'm about to break.
No.
No.
That's Linkin Park.
That was Linkin Park. It's
the same fucking band, isn't it?
Paramore?
Might as well be. I don't like either one of them. I learned about Paramore at a concert with my 13-year-old niece like 3 years ago.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, you like this shit? So it's probably crap.
Paramore, girl singer.
Okay. Yeah.
Rock, rock, rock.
It's terrible.
Heavy. It's like generic heavy rock.
Paramore is bad.
But one thing, I don't know why. It's them, right?
That's Linkin Park.
No, that's... No.
Yeah, it is. No, it's Paramore.
I'm about to break.
Also out on DVD today is Sharknado.
And why is that
I'm
so
sorry,
famous?
I'm sorry, I coughed. You couldn't hear what I was
I've
saying.
I've never seen it.
Gay.
I know it's just a big joke, but why...
It's not a joke, man.
Why would you...
Fuck you.
Like,
you think it's a joke?
Red
sacrifice
pants.
2 hours of your life to watch that. Is there anything redeeming about it?
I'll show you a joke. Bend over, you motherfucker.
All.
I'll fuck you in the ass right
just
now.
Just be bad?
Just to be bad.
Okay. I understand the just to
bend
be
over,
bad
asshole.
Joke
You'll be
from
jokes
a long
at your
time
eyes.
Ago, but...
Yep.
No. I give up. I don't even care to,
and
like...
You hate finally...
Sharknado. Get any of it.
Finally. I'm sad to report. HBO has announced that the next season... of True Blood will be its last.
Hi, I'm a naked werewolf. Hi, I'm a naked vampire. That's
Let's
a fuck show!
Jeez! Good Lord, Jesse.
Sorry, what did you say?
That was Reverend.
I forgot.
That was the Reverend Jesse.
I was off.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I was too close to the mic.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Everything peaked out.
You've just been introduced to the Reverend Jesse.
The Reverend came out.
Sorry. All right, so...
I thought he had a good joke.
I did.
Except had some shit going.
I did.
And he just shit on
And he
on
did
it.
Shit all over my balls.
Wow.
God. You shit on his balls.
He liked it.
That's some smelly balls.
I liked it, though. So, Jesse.
Sir.
Do you got anything you want to plug?
Okay, hold on. Have y'all watched True Blood at all?
Oh, my.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, watched True Blood quite a bit.
I'm caught up. Because
y'all seriously watch that
don't
shit?
Don't they sing?
Yeah.
I'm at one
I
of
the...
It's... Listen.
And I'm about
okay.
to break.
I did it all for the nookie. Come
yes.
on, the nookie.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the nookie.
I'm so far into
world,
it.
It's a bridget.
That you just can't stop.
Yeah,
it's like
I've
well
watched
watch
the last two
I'm
seasons.
I'm not going to get into it at all.
I didn't watch the Don't. First few seasons. I just watched the last two.
All I did was I heard about who watches it, and so I was like, okay, I trust your opinion on shit, so I'm not going to watch it. Anyone who has
okay.
a brain doesn't
it,
watch it.
No,
I'm
no,
surprised
no.
you two
this,
fucking moron
this is,
cunts
okay,
do.
I watch it, A, it's not terrible. B, my girl watches it
See?
Religiously. And C,
that's why
Game
I
of Thrones is not on.
That's why
I
got to
watch
whirl.
Something.
Newsroom.
And I can't. Okay, I can't catch up with the other ones. I can't catch up with
Newsroom.
Newsroom
is good.
And I can't catch up with.
If you keep fucking over biting
white man over.
I know he's like this. I know.
Well, it's too complicated for Matt to understand what's going on. They use five syllable words.
What is that? Did that guy get a text? What the text? Wait.
Wait, so, it's, from Russia. It's from Russia.
They're Canadian.
A Floridian.
How are they not saying cunt 40 times in the episode? I don't understand what
it's not Eastbound and Down.
No, then that's actually coming. Funny. I wish I could, yeah.
The only reason
watch
I watched True Blood, though, was kind of like Jesse. I was trying
for boobs.
Yep. Oh, no, the woman that I was trying to have relations with was
like,
a fan.
True Blood. Yes.
Why'd you turn into Bane?
I know that's what it was. I was sitting there going, who the fuck is that?
I was trying to have relationships.
It's all part of the plan. It's all part of the plan.
No one cared about me till I watched True Blood.
Wow. True Blood.
True Blood
and Bang.
Yes.
I don't watch
that. Yeah, no, it's like that. No, yeah. And True Blood, it's not terrible. It's not terrible TV at any stretch.
That's why I don't
stretch.
Get in relationships.
It's not.
It's shit TV.
It's not bad.
Oh, it didn't work out. Trust me.
Was it because of True Blood?
Yeah.
It was because I taught my brain.
Well, Boardwalk sticks the fire back up, so we can watch it.
Yes.
Yeah, what the fuck? Hold on about U-verse real quick. On-demand shit, I'm trying to catch up with Boardwalk Empire, and they only have the fourth season. How about the first, second, and third?
Because HBO Go
what
has
the
it.
Fuck?
HBO Go.
That's what I'm doing. It's not on there.
Huh.
Really?
HBO Go has it all.
Are you sure?
It's all sitting on it.
If I go to my premium channels and go and scroll.
No. HBO Go the app.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the premium app. Won't.
Fuck.
It's premium. It's like there's only so much space.
Can someone
it's,
fucking
it's
come
like
over
Netflix.
Teach me how to use fucking
you know how,
shit?
You know how Netflix
yeah,
doesn't have
I'll
everything?
Show you your computer right now.
I'm fucking retarded.
I know,
obviously.
You're all busting up
I'm
your
right there with
giant
you, man.
Computer.
Trust me.
I can make stupid fucking songs. I can't watch TV.
Hey, guys, after the show, I'm going to show
I'm
you
not how. A guitar song.
I want to show you guys Fire. It's going to blow your mind.
What?
He's going to show
you
my
shit
crotch.
All the time.
Whoa.
Here's Fire. Like half caveman.
Man,
what's
there's
next?
No way people
what's
are going to listen
to this
show.
This show's a fucking horrible one.
We are ADD.
Let's get out of here.
Squirrel!
I'm done.
Is that the last? Is that the last?
That's it. We're done.
That's it?
Fuck right. It.
Yeah.
What do you
good.
Got? Do you have anything you want to plug?
No. Just a bathtub because I need a bath. I stink.
Do I need to plug anything?
You don't have a pooper to plug or anything.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I'm not going to plug a pooper
I
this week.
I got two poopers to plug.
Check us out on Facebook. Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Gmail.
JerryJonestownMassacre@gmail.com.
Yeah, I know when you're talking to each other like that, together, it sounds
you
want to
do it again?
Horrible.
You want to
no,
do it again?
No, they've heard it 1,000 fucking times. I don't give a shit.
Yay.
And I'm
then,
out. Thanks for listening.
At Jerry Jonestown.
And you stop doing hate.
Twitter,
you.
Too. Hit Yay. Us on Twitter, man. We had some Twitter. Some motherfuckers hitting us up on Twitter. Keep it coming. Yay. Keep it coming, yo. I'm Stubbs.
Seth.
That's a terrible hitting the post right there.
Yes.
Fuck this, I'm Dustin.
I already said I was Stubbs.
And that's Seth.
I already did it.
Yeah, that's Seth.
Hitting the post, shit. What the hell?
I don't and know what he's talking about.
Jesse, it was good to have you in here. Let's
yes,
just talk
indeed.
A over this entire song.
We probably did that while we played it.
We probably did.
Yeah, because I was like looking at you and yelling
second.
At you.
Click, boom.
Cheer, yeah. All right, we're out of here. See you next week.
Ciao, children.
I'm so sorry this show was so bad.
No, he's not.
Okay, I gotta edit.
I think that was gonna be a bad show.
I think you need to edit Kike.
I'm gonna
Kike?
Start
did you say Kike?
The song over now.
I
mean, bye.
I didn't imagine you're like, Kike.
Yeah.
I was like, what did you actually
here you go, Dustin. Here's the edit that you probably wanna.
Did you mark time on it?
place. Where is my home?